Throughout this film, we have seen the material and spiritual harm done by pride in arrogant people down the ages, and the painful ends that befell them. The basic traits of the proud are forgetfulness of the fact that they are created and mortal beings, and the failure to realize their helplessness and poverty in the face of God. These people who, in their pride, rose up against God and turned their backs on the Quran will be punished for their behavior in both this world and the next. This behavior is of no benefit to them in this world and leads them to eternal damnation. In the Quran, it is revealed that when our signs are recited to such a person, he turns away arrogantly, as if he had not heard, as if there was a great weight in his ears. So give him news of a painful punishment. With believers, however, things are very different. They are respectful and submissive towards God, and modest in the presence of other believers. They are aware of their own unimportance and helplessness in the face of His infinite might. At the same time, they refuse to use their beauty, wealth, or intelligence as measures of superiority over other people. They know that all these are blessings from God, and give thanks to Him who bestows success, beauty, and blessings on them with a determined destiny. They do not consider success or failure, beauty or ugliness as their own, knowing that all these are phenomena created to test them in the life of this world. They live in the peace and ease that their belief bestows. The great Islamic scholar Bediüzzaman Said Nursi briefly summarizes the difference between the lives of arrogant and modest people. One who fancies himself is visited with calamities and meets with difficulties, whereas one who is not fond of himself finds happiness and goes to mercy. Prophet Joseph's conduct sets the best example of a believer's balanced disposition despite the conditions. God gave Joseph status, prosperity, and knowledge, but, aware that these were all given to him by God's will, he turned solely to our Lord. The modesty of Prophet Joseph, an example to all Muslims, and his submission to God are revealed as follows in the Quran. My Lord, you have granted power to me on earth and taught me the true meaning of events. Originator of the heavens and earth, you are my friend in this world and the next. So take me as a Muslim at my death and join me to the people who are righteous. The recompense awaiting modest believers who turn away from pride in the life of this world is a glad tiding from God to the faithful. That abode of the hereafter, we grant it to those who do not seek to exalt themselves in the earth or to cause corruption in it. The successful outcome is for those who do their duty